Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Or we should say Valentine's Week.
It's yes. The week of love.
Almost Valentine's
it's
Day.
It's almost.
Or if you're listening to this on Wednesday the 14th.
It's Valentine's Day. But if you listen to this on Monday.
It's not.
It's not. This is your 2-day warning. Yeah. Or if you listen to this Friday, you're fucked. You missed it. No itchy legs for you. Or steak and blowjob. So... But welcome back to the Secret Mum Club. I'm Safina.
And I'm Emma.
And this podcast is a safe space for mums everywhere.
A safe space to share our secrets and dating stories.
Oh.
A new addition.
Wow. Because we all have them, don't we?
We do. And as we know, sharing is caring.
You don't even have to tell us who you are.
You can keep that to yourself. You can be anonymous.
And those secrets can be serious or silly.
All secrets are welcome. In the Secret Mum Club. Tell me about your week.
Oh, God. I'm going to be really brutally honest.
Don't tell me. Every week.
I haven't shit myself. I haven't shit in a pool.
No.
I haven't had itchy legs.
Yet.
Hallelujah. It's the week of Valentine's Day, and I can guarantee you there'll be absolutely
no
itchy legs. Emma's just straight up just been doing it in the kitchen, spilling yogurt.
That was our filthy listeners. I spilt yogurt in my kitchen the other day and I put a picture on Instagram and I was getting all sorts of accusations about doing itchy legs in the kitchen.
We do know that your itchy leg time is in the kitchen.
That would have been a lot of... a lot of yogurt.
Emma does it in the day. She doesn't do it at night. I do it in the dead of night when no one can see me. Even the street lights aren't on. It's that day.
In the dead of night.
I've not been having any itchy legs.
No, it's nearly 9 months now, isn't it?
It's been about my whole life. Well, that's just great. And I hope to not have any more for the next 8 months. Sorry, Chrissy.
Well, for the next however many years. I mean, if you don't want any more kids, then you're
I mean, that's
done.
The only time you ever have itchy legs is when you want
Yeah,
children.
We were just saying that the number of children people have is the amount of time they've had sex.
Yeah,
obviously.
Of course, because that's what you tell your mum and dad.
Yeah, so you've only had sex 3 times. I've only had sex twice. And that's it for the rest.
I'm now
the rest
am
of
I
our
now picturing you having sex with Stefan.
Because we were also saying when you tell people that you're pregnant, you know.
I love that we're talking about this. Like this isn't going to be that section's not going to be cut in because it is.
Oh, it will, yeah.
So here we are, just being robots. Hey, we're letting you know, and they're going to put it in here.
You know that when you tell people you're pregnant, their mind goes straight to imagining you having sex.
Yeah, and just imagine as well. On top, me on top, that is not. No. No. Do you know what? I'd say my dues, right? And I've given birth naturally twice.
Yeah.
And I think my stamina is great. Put me on top of that dick. No. Get me off. I'm 30 seconds. I'm like, I'm going to die. I can't do it. I need to know women's stamina. How are we doing? Are we busting out at the gym? Because I just can't get round that dick.
Riding.
Rolling. No, I can't do it. It's too much.
We don't have to anymore. Look, you've had 3 children.
I'm a down girl.
I think you can retire.
I'm a down dog. I'm retiring. I am hanging up my...
Hang up your boots.
And summers.
Yeah, hang up your lingerie.
I've never had sexy lingerie.
No, who does? Well,
our
listeners apparently.
Yeah, they do.
Of course, haven't they?
And all the toys.
Whips and chains and nurse outfits.
I don't like no whips and chains, but you can set me down.
Oh, I thought I was going to sing Rihanna. I love how you just talk about these TikTok things to me, and I don't know, it's like another language.
We're the same age, but mentally.
Mentally, I'm not
you're
there.
You're 50 years old.
I'm
ahead
not
of
there.
Me.
No, I'd say mentally, you're 15. and I'm like a proper 35 year old.
I can't keep my headband on today. No, you technically are. I'm technically stuck in the old, stuck in 15 year old Safina.
Oh, I'm repping for her now.
I'm repping for her now.
Have you had another rough week with your old pregnancy?
I'm not going to lie. I'm trying my absolute best, but I am not.
Not feeling your finest.
I'm not feeling my finest. No, there's a lot of things that are swooshing around, you know, and I want to really enjoy it, but I'm repping for the ones that don't find pregnancy the best experience of their life.
Yeah,
because I've been very fortunate that I've had three very different pregnancies, but I would say the other two were more enjoyable than this one. It's been difficult mentally and physically on my body, because my body has just been like, what the fuck is going on?
You've really been through it, haven't you?
It's my pussy. Not great. It's not great.
It's not great.
It's not great. It's seen better days. It's been a little bit of a journey, I'm not going to lie. Yeah. And I don't think the renovation was a good shout.
Just throw that in the mix. Why not?
Yeah, that was a little bit crazy. I don't know why I did that. So no, I've had a little bit of a week where I've been a little bit quiet. Yeah. And I feel sometimes at the moment I'm struggling with, because I don't feel myself, and I don't look myself, even like compared to the other two pregnancies, visually, I'm retaining so much water because my liver is just overworked and underpaid. Like, it's just, my liver's just not getting...
Liver's working overtime.
The liver is just doing, it's not...
doing the most.
It's doing the most, but not enough.
No, yes.
It's doing the most, but not enough.
It's overperforming and underperforming at the same
exactly.
time.
Exactly, yes. So yeah, it's just been a whole lot. So visually, and I'm just very sad at looking at myself in the mirror.
No.
Although I'm loving the bump.
Yeah.
I'm not loving like the swollen ankles. I can't wear my beautiful engagement ring at the moment because it's just, I'm not fat like fingers. swollen, but you know, when it's just, nothing is moving naturally. And like my rings, I normally twizzle my rings and I can't. And
just nothing's normal.
Nothing's normal, no. So I'm just out here repping for the, we don't feel normal. And I'm very insanely grateful, and I never want anyone to take it that I'm not grateful for this incredible opportunity. But this time has been hard.
Been a struggle. I have to say, I really related to what you were saying on your Instagram story the other day when you were like, oh, I'm not making any sense, I'm rambling. And I was like, no, you are making sense about wanting your pregnancy to come to an end, but also then you kind of like mourning not having your baby in your tummy anymore. It's like articulated perfectly how I felt the first time round. Like you count down and you look forward and you're like, only this many weeks left, obviously so exciting. Yeah. You can't wait to meet the baby. But then there's something so final about like the baby being out and you not being pregnant
you
anymore.
You just feel so
that's
lost.
That's so sad.
Yeah, so
isn't
sad.
Isn't it?
You just feel so empty, and you have this baby that everybody comes round, don't they? And your mum holds them and your dad holds them. And now I've got my sister and her children. And I just feel like this baby is going to come and go out to everybody so quickly. And I'm really frightened this time about that loss.
Yeah.
And it is hard. You don't want to say it as a loss, as in that it's a loss, because it's probably not the right terminology, but the emptiness and the grieving process that you go through of losing that feeling, because you've now, what is now my security and my blanket that constantly makes me feel like I'm never on my own.
Yeah.
Now just
will be gone.
Yes.
And there's something that feels so final about the fact that, like you've said, you think this will probably be your last pregnancy. Yeah. I think this will probably be mine. And so the fact that you think like, I'm never going to have that feeling again. Yeah. Every time the baby moves, I think like, I'm never going to feel a baby moving inside me again. Like, and it's such a nice feeling.
Oh God.
And everyone talks about like counting down till delivery day. But no one really talks about, like, people are like, oh, not long left now. Like, don't worry.
And you're like, no.
No, I love having this baby inside me. Like, having it all to myself.
Yeah.
It's, like, amazing. And when that's gone, it's like...
Just nobody ever talks about this bit. Like, this bit is, yeah, like, I'm super excited to be counting down. But I'm also so, so fucking scared. Like, I'm so scared of not having that. And, like, and that... To me, it is my last baby. So to know I'll never, ever, ever
have that feeling again.
Ever again. And it's so fucking sad. Like, even now, I sat there this morning and I was like, fuck, I've got like 4 months and my babies go up a whole year in school. Like, I've been so focused on getting the house ready, being with the babies, that I've missed, like, I feel like I've missed like a whole year of the other two. And there's just like not enough of me to spread. So when you want to sit here and take all this in, everybody's like, oh my God, you're being selfish to the other two. And then if you do stuff for the other two, people are like, why aren't you slowing down? And yeah. why are you not doing enough and listening to? And you just feel like there's nothing in life that's ever the right thing. But everybody only talks about certain categories. Nobody wants to ever talk about the shit that gets us to this point. We're waiting for Christmas, but who knows when Christmas is coming? Like, your Christmas is different to my Christmas right now.
Yeah.
And we're all just waiting for this day to come. And yeah, I don't know. I felt a little bit emotional. I think my hormones are...
Have I got a sweat patch? Thank God for that. Because that would have been... Leave it in.
I think you're good.
Oh, my tits are sweating though, I'm not gonna lie. I'm sweating one out. Yeah, no one talks about the bit in between. I think it's everyone just talks about all the lovely bits.
Yeah.
At the end. And although this, to me though, these feelings are so valid and so important. And I do feel like we should be embracing them.
Yeah, I don't know what like the response to your story was like, but maybe other people don't feel this way. I don't know.
Did you have a lot of people
saying they do?
And so many people are always so grateful. I've been really lucky because I never put my other pregnancies out to social media because I wasn't doing it back then. So to be lucky enough that I've had so many people continue the journey with me, because there are people that are grandparents now. I have a lady who messages me and she's 72 years old and she's just the most phenomenal woman to speak to. And she has taken everything that me sharing my pram, she's just so positive about me sharing my bump updates, pregnancy updates. She tells me about her experiences. She likes all of my posts. She just generally is just, and I was worried that this journey, because I had the other two and I wasn't ever, didn't ever think we were ever going to be lucky enough to be in this position again, to know that I've had everybody still stick around, you know, when people never expected that of to come on this journey with me.
Yeah.
So to have that support. And I think it's really nice because it's also opened up to people that have fallen pregnant, that people are like, this is really refreshing to listen to somebody talking about these kind of things, because there's not really anybody that ever talks about them.
I was going to say, like, my friends have never really said that to me. It's all just like about the excitement of the baby being born. And then I'm like, I think I spoke about it before. I'm like, hang on a minute. Like, now everyone's just like, when I had Joseph, I found it a bit overwhelming having visitors, because I was like, my baby's just here now, and it's like a free-for-all for everyone.
To come round.
To touch my baby. And people help, yeah, sure. But like, that feeling, it's just such a weird mix of emotions, isn't it?
You lie there, don't you, in the hospital bed, and you're, I don't know how you felt after the cesarean, but I sort of led there, gave birth to Colby, and kind of just sort of sat on the bed, and my sister was there, Chris was there, and you kind of sat there and... I did have some tears with Colby, so you have to make sure that you're doing okay and you've got to get the placenta out. So there's a lot of other things that go on. And you just literally are led on this bed and you watch somebody else holding your baby.
Yeah.
And like, not to be morbid on it, because I don't know if morbid is the word, but I don't want to be a mood hoover and just suck the life out of you all. But you lie in that bed and you've got all these midwives and doctors all around you, and then you're just watching. And I just felt so angry at Chris, and I didn't mean to, but I was just so cross, and I was like, I've just done all this,
yeah,
and you're soaking up what I have grown for 9 months, felt kick me, and you're just sat there relishing. And there was just this incredible anger towards Chris, and I spoke to him about it afterwards, and I was just like, I was just so cross at you. Because you were just taking everything that you took everything from me. I had nothing. I was just led there.
I've done all this work. I've had this baby inside me for 9 months.
Yeah. And then with Dotsy, second time round, like, because I'd spoken to Chris about it, and I think it wasn't as overwhelming the second time round. You kind of know what you're doing and stuff. And I obviously had made a point to saying to Chris about it that I had so much of her. And now I look back and then I'm sad, because I'm like, I didn't have what I had with her, what I had with him.
Yeah.
Because you don't know what you're doing at the start.
Yeah.
Like, and I feel like there should be things where we talk about, and there should be things that, like, you and me now are sat talking about this, that I hope someone can just go to their partner who's 28 weeks pregnant and go, oh, I listened to a podcast today and the lady mentioned about having the baby. Is there any chance if I can hold them? Can I just hold them straight?
Yeah.
Like that first bit of like any with you in a cesarean, I know they show you the baby, don't they? But they take them straight away to the incubator.
Well, Joseph didn't have to go in an incubator. Didn't he? He went off to be... No, I had him on me straight away.
Oh, lovely.
But maybe different because I had like a birth plan somewhat, even though it didn't go to plan. But I did say I wanted skin to skin straight away. So he did lay on me, screamed the whole time. Oh. Then they had to take him off and weigh him and everything.
You don't remember that though, do you?
And then Stefan had him. But yeah, well, I'm actually quite traumatised by it because he literally didn't stop screaming. I was like, oh no, my baby hates me.
No, they all scream.
But when it all settled down, the bit in hospital, I loved it. I didn't want to leave. I was there for 3 days. They were like, you can go now. You've recovered. I was like, no. I would like to stay here forever.
I would like to stay here forever.
In my little bubble. If you can just continue. Me and my baby.
It just, I think as well with your first labour, there's again so much expectation on how you give birth and there's so much pressure put on your birth plan and what you should do and what's the right thing. And people write these videos where they're like, oh, what I planned for my birth and what I actually got. And I just think, don't put that pressure on yourself. Keep yourself nice and calm. Mm. Keep yourself relaxed and just go in and enjoy the moment.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Got a bit deep, didn't it?
That got really deep. I'm sorry. That's basically been my head.
Yeah.
That week.
And that'll be the whole episode this week, okay? Because we've been talking.
Yeah. So if you're... Yeah. This is the whole episode. So anyway, tune in next week.
The end.
This is us like, welcome to the Valentine's Day special. This is what happens if you have itchy legs on Valentine's. You turn into a crazy woman.
Yeah, sorry.
But did you have a good week?
Yeah, it's been Jojo's birthday.
Oh, did he have the best time?
He's been two. Do you know what? I was saying to my
friend.
He's been two.
He was two for a day and then that's it.
He's been two.
Get over it.
He'll be three. It's weird. Like, I felt so emotional about his first birthday, which was obviously this time last year, that I just was like, I couldn't stop thinking about it. And I like wrote like a really nice message on Instagram. And I was writing like a...
I feel like I know where this is going.
I was writing like a little like diary of like, these are all the things you can do now. Like, you're so clever. You can stand up. You can walk, blah, blah, blah. I'm just like, I don't know, sorry, what's happened to me this year, but I haven't really cared that he's turning two. What happened?
No.
What happened in the last year? Is that normal?
Yeah, because you've been busy. You've grown another human.
I know. I don't know whether just like the first birthday is like a particularly big milestone and now for all the other birthdays, I'm going to kind of be over it. Or am I just distracted by the fact that I'm about to have another baby?
I think it's a bit of everything, but I think it's completely normal. I think the first year you're so in... Especially as your first baby, you're so in that bubble, aren't you, of watching every single milestone happen.
Oh,
it's the acid reflux. You're so in the zone, aren't you, of like trying to reach a milestone.
And it's a big achievement keeping a baby alive for a year. And I think what I do all the time anyway is like I hark back to like, I'll be like, this time last year, oh my God, we were doing this. We were going into hospital now. We were about to have the baby. But it drives Stefan mad. I do it with everything. I'm like, oh, this time last week we were doing this. And he's like, yeah, cool. There was a lot of that, like just remembering like the birth and the labor. And I don't know, I just felt really emotional about it. And now I feel guilty because on his second birthday, I haven't really given a shit.
Well, you have, but you've given a shit in a different kind of way.
Yeah.
You've given him a sibling that he maybe didn't want.
Yeah. Happy birthday, son.
You're about to be a big brother.
Yeah. But no, it's been nice. We just had a little low-key celebration. Took him to the zoo.
Nice.
See all the animals, which obviously is his favourite thing. We've still got Old MacDonald on repeat all day, every day. God, wakes up singing it. He goes to bed singing it.
It's his whole life.
It's his life. So, yeah. So it's been really cute. Stefan's been away, so I've had a bit of a... solo parenting to contend with. That's when I spilt the yogurt the other day. An absolutely calamitous
popping
day.
Popping bottles.
Spilt the...
popping yogurt.
Jizzed all over the kitchen. I lost a shoe.
Oh,
I lost a baby shoe, which sounds minor, but actually then when you get to the park and you've only got one shoe
and
for the baby,
to run around and soggy sock.
It's a fucking nightmare because I can't say, no, you can't play in the park today. I've brought you here. I had to run around in his socks. People probably looking at me saying, what a terrible mother.
What an awful mum.
Whereas
in my eyes, if I'd seen a mum in the park, I'd be like, yay, get your shoes off, join in. This looks like a party.
All right, well, before we move into Correspondence Corner this week.
Oh.
We've been told there's a little surprise for us.
This is new.
Mm.
Do I know the surprise?
We don't know. That's why it's a surprise.
Oh, I thought you knew, but you just weren't telling me.
It's a surprise for both of us.
Oh, we've been told. Is to look at our screens.
Okay.
Is it a message from Gerard Butler? Hello. We'll go on CBeebies.
It's Tom Hardy coming on.
Tom Hardy.
Hey, Soph. Hey, Emma.
What?
Only me.
You didn't move the error out.
I just want to say, Soph, happy Valentine's Day. You're an amazing person. Incredible woman. I love you millions. I'm so proud of you every day. And I hope you have the best Valentine's Day. Lots of love. Me. Bye bye.
Oh my gosh.
You said you don't do anything.
He does love me.
You said you don't do anything for Valentine's Day.
We don't. Oh my God, my eyes are leaking, Chrissy.
No. He's going to be fuming. He's made you cry again.
Oh, have we got any more? Oh, there's another one.
Oh,
I hope it's you now. You best get your leaky eyes going.
No, I love how Chris included me in his message, just in case there wasn't one from Stefan. Thanks, Chris.
Oh! If Stefan doesn't include me in his, I'm going to
Oh, here he is.
Hello, Em. Happy anniversary. Little message from me and Joseph to say that we love you very much and we would be totally screwed without you keeping the show on the road for us at home. I'm also really proud of you for how you're carrying a giant baby but also still being a top mum at the same time. I'm also quite proud of us without getting too soppy. 16 years in and still going strong. There is no one I'd rather sleep in separate beds with than you. Just on the way back from Lidl, by the way, in case you're wondering why I got this bag on my shoulder. I did forget that posh orange juice you wanted, so apologies about that in advance, but have a great show and I'll see you soon. Carry tea, ta-da.
Oh, cute.
This is just a sad... I needed to
show. Oh, no. I'm going to have to do something for him for Valentine's Day now. Oh, fuck's sake.
Did he forget your posh orange?
No, he did actually remember it. But I wondered why he was insistent on sneaking out to Lidl yesterday. I was like, we don't really need anything.
When did he even... I didn't even know when Chris recorded that.
Yeah, because you're always together. How did he manage that?
I just know when I was like, rather sleep in separate beds.
God, he knows me. Oh, he knows
what
me
a man,
so well.
What a man, what a mighty good man.
What a mighty man.
Oh, we got some good eggs there.
Oh, they're
we?
Sweet, oh, sweet boys, God. Aren't they?
I hope everyone else gets a lovely message now.
Yeah.
Just message Chrissy if you want one. He'll send you one.
Yeah, he'll do one for anyone. We were saying, we were slagging off Valentine's Day, weren't we? We said it was an absolute load of BS.
We're slagging off our other half.
No,
so.
No.
They are great.
Yeah, they
do you
are.
Want to give Stefan a message back?
There's no one I'd rather sleep in separate beds with.
There's no one I'd rather sleep
than you.
Not sleep with.
There's no one I'd rather not sleep with than you. And that's the most, honestly, the most romantic thing he could say to me.
Oh,
I'm thrilled with that.
He's having the time of his life,
yeah,
isn't he?
I know. I also love that you said happy anniversary, not happy Valentine's and Day. I know. It's not our anniversary.
He said 16 years together.
Yeah, but it's not our anniversary. I think he just said the wrong word.
God love him.
I know.
16 years and going
He speaks
strong.
Two languages, bless him. He gets English
I
wrong
I can't
sometimes.
Believe it. I didn't even know he spoke actual with a Welsh accent.
Did you not?
No, I thought he was a bit like you.
He's got a really strong accent.
He has a really strong Welsh accent. And then he spoke to you in Welsh at the end. What do you say at the end?
Love you. Harry T. Yeah.
That is incredibly cute. Yeah. It's all the love in the room here today, guys. Emma and I really want to hear from you.
We want you to join us in the Secret Mum Club. You're all welcome.
You can share your secrets with us, respond to what we've been talking about, or just say hello.
You can find us on TikTok and Instagram. Just search Secret Mum Pod, or you can email us hello@secretmumpod.com.
This is a wild episode this week, isn't it?
I feel like we've been on here for about 3 hours.
We have. We've been crying and all sorts. But we're hitting up the...
Correspondence Corner.
Correspondence Corner.
All right. This says,
I don't know why I went Scottish.
You've done a bit of...
Have I?
Who's the guy from Austin Powers?
Fat Bastard.
Yeah, you've done a bit of that today.
Have I?
Slipping
it's
into
because
it.
I actually sent a screenshot to my sister the other day. Get in my belly. And it was my double chin. And I said, who am I? And she said, you're a fat bastard. Yeah. I mean,
you're the fat bastard.
Sorry, right. Bastard offends you, but it's a wonderful word, really.
After the fuck a cow incident, we asked you for your misheard lyrics and you did not disappoint. Deborah says, I used to think Sting was singing.
Oh, God.
Message in a brothel.
You're only getting it if you visit your local brothel.
Yeah. Warren says, my dad used to think that Craig David's Bow Selector was re-e-wind when the postman posts the letter. know Craig David wrote a song about the Royal Mail.
Hitting up Royal Mail.
When the also every time a letter when comes through your door, posts
the letter. I'm going to sing that now.
Yeah,
it was mine the other day. I was in the West Quay coming down the escalators, and it's the one that says, "What's the song?" Oh, damn it! That's really annoying.
What was your one?
The song is I can't think of the bloody song now.
Not Jason Waterfalls.
No. Who's Jason when he's at? That's going to really piss me. I'm going to have to think about that now.
Oh, look, Vicky. I also thought TLC was singing about Jason Waterfalls. I think this is quite a common one. It took me until my mid-20s when I realised they weren't. We also had another message in about Jason Louise, so she found him on Facebook. No.
Stop.
There's not a real Jason Waterfalls. I don't believe it.
I don't think there's a Jason Waterfalls.
They're taking the piss.
They're taking the... You taking the piss out of me?
Danielle says, in the steps track, 5678, I thought it was my boot scooting baby... Wait, should I sing it? My boot scooting baby is driving me crazy. My obsession with a Western. My dad's called Dave. My dad's called Dave.
Hello, Dave.
Oh, my God. I wish my dad was called Dave so I could sing that. What is it? My dance floor. Date?
My boot scooting baby is driving me crazy. My obsession for a Western. My dance for a day. Dance all day.
I thought it was dance floor date. Jackie says, in the summer of 69, I swear Brian Adams was saying, I got my first real sex dream. Bought it at the Five and Dime.
That's a good one. I really love that.
Got my first real sex dream.
I've never had a sex dream.
No.
Have you ever?
I think it's much more common for boys.
Oh, is it?
I think so.
Oh.
Well, that's why
I got my first real sex string.
Six string, is it? Got my first real six string.
Isn't that the
guitar? Guitar, yeah. Lindy says, my three-year-old used to think that Uptown Funk by Bruno Mars. Uptown Funky Butt. Uptown Funky Butt. What is it?
Uptown Funk You Up.
Funk You Up, yeah.
That's the name of the song.
Oh, Funky Butt's way better.
Yeah.
Uptown Funky Butt. Said Uptown Funky Butt. What?
Uptown. Oh, that's really going to annoy me what song it was now that I was...
Well, maybe we'll have a think about it and we'll put you in the correspondence corner next week.
Yeah, I'll get in there. Get in the bin.
All right, I've got a message here. It says, hi, ladies. Just listening to your latest episode about going on holiday and swimming. I used to work at the Elvedon Centre Parks. And I can tell you that there have been a few ladies who have gone into labour there. Oh, no, this is really scaring me because, you know, I had a Centre Parks holiday booked before I knew I was pregnant.
In March?
I'm going in March. And I'm really scared I'm going to go into labour there.
Secretly, I really want you to.
No.
Why?
Because I'm going to be miles away from home and my hospital. I don't want to. This baby needs to be late or definitely not early. She says one lady even came back straight after giving birth to enjoy her holiday with her newborn.
Stop.
Lots of love and best wishes in the last weeks of your pregnancies, Gabby from Norfolk.
Thank you, Gabby. That's so incredibly kind of you. Thank you. How wonderful, though.
Yeah.
That's phenomenal, isn't it?
Wonder if she's actually delivered any babies.
I think she would have let us know maybe if she had. So you can get in touch with us on anything at all.
Yeah, it can be serious or silly, and you can be totally anonymous.
Because between us, we've probably heard it all before. And remember,
we're all in this together, and we know that we are. We're all stars, and we see that.
Each week, we'll be sharing our secrets and yours in the Secret Mum Club. Here's my secret.
Secret of the
week. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't really think it's a secret. I don't really have anything funny to share with you this week. This
don't
is
tell
more
me. You're
the
pregnant.
Honesty hour. I'm pregnant. Sorry. I don't know how I kept it quiet for so long. It's the bad shawty. I've quit swimming.
What?
I just can't do it.
You've quit or the kids have quit?
The children have quit.
Oh, no.
I just can't do it.
You can't go back there.
I can't go back there. I feel very embarrassed. Mm. Two, I feel like there's a lot of fishizzle going on with the week I've had, right? And I've been honest, haven't I? Today, here together with you, Judge.
Yep.
Hand on the Bible.
Yeah. Truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth.
Exactly. So help me God. Exactly. And it's just all got too much. We've spent a lot of time trying to get Colby into a football club. This week has been full on with trying out all these clubs for him, trying to sort the renovation on the house, trying to keep my head afloat. Mm. I just said, you know what? And Colby fucking hates it every week. And do you know what now is the common track of the week? Hope someone's took a shit in the pool.
Yeah, well.
Every Monday.
He could just start every doing Monday, it himself, like we said.
Every Monday he wakes up and he says, oh, I hope someone's had a shit. And I said, no one's going to poo in the pool today. And then he says, I hope they've had a wee. Yeah, they're not going to stop you.
Someone... Yeah.
There's too much chlorine in that bad boy.
Yeah, a wee's not going to cut it.
No, Dotsie just said, don't worry, I wee in there all the time. I just swish it around. Yeah,
she thinks it's good for you, doesn't she?
Exactly. So I'm going to take Claire's advice. It was Claire,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah, it was Claire, yeah.
I'm going to take Claire's advice. Do you know what? And I'm just going to, we're just going to do it.
Take them on holiday.
Yeah, take them on holiday. They're going to have all their cousins with them. My mum, my dad, me, Chrissy, my sister, the children, all my sisters can swim. And I thought, do you know what? I'm just going to, because I feel with Colby sometimes, the more pressure I put on him, the more it stresses him out.
Yeah.
And there's me like, come on, we got to do swimming. Swimming's really important because it is really important. It's a life lesson. And I'm kind of like, come on, we got to do this. We got to do it. And in turn, I think I'm stressing him out.
Yeah.
Because he's like, oh, God.
What about Dottie? Because she wasn't.
She can give or take it.
She doesn't care.
She doesn't care.
She's not missing it.
She's not asked at all.
No.
She's like, if Colby doesn't want to go, then I won't go.
Aww.
So I'm like, cool. That's nice. We can just do this together.
Yeah.
So yeah, that is, it's more of a confession this week.
I thought Chris was going to start taking them because he took them one
Chris
week.
Has been taking them.
Yeah.
But I just can't deal with the stress of Colby waking up every Monday morning. He just bawls his eyes out and he lies in his bed now for ages. I'm like, what are you doing? He's like,
he's putting it off.
I don't have to go swimming today, do I? I think I'm sick. And I'm like, oh.
It's not worth stressing him out.
It's
for.
Not. And if you're 7 years old and that's the first thing you think of on a Monday morning, regardless of going back to school and seeing all your friends and all you can think of is that swimming.
What a rubbish start to your week.
That's horrible, isn't
it?
And I said that to Chris. And when I said it to Chris was like, actually, you are right.
Yeah.
That is quite stressed. Because he must be stressed about it.
Yeah.
Mustn't he?
Yeah. I went through a bit of a phase of this, of going into school for some reason when I was like 9 or 10. And I used to get so anxious about going into school. I'd wake up in the morning, like pretend to my parents that I was ill so I didn't have to go in. I don't know what it was. I'd liked school up until that point. And then I just had like a really anxious period where I hated going into school and I'd make up any excuse to stay at home. So I know how that feels when you're
that's
little
incredibly
and it's horrible.
Sad, isn't it? Yeah, that is incredibly sad. So no, it's more of a confession that I'm just not going to put myself through it.
Do you know what? They'll be fine. Like Claire from a couple of weeks ago, she said her kids were fine.
Exactly. And I thought it might be really exciting as well once baby comes here and we can go down to have like family swim days. They might find it really exciting to be in the pool and doing it with him, you know?
Yeah.
Because I think that'll be...
a nice distraction for them as well. Because they'll just be in the pool playing with the baby, you know, learning how to stay afloat.
What I need to do is I need him to love the water rather than learn to swim.
Yeah.
Because if he even just dips his toe in, he freaks out.
Yeah.
He goes all clammy, starts shivering and shaking, and he just hates the water.
Yeah.
So it might be nice once the baby's here to have like a collective swim, family swim.
Family swim.
Yeah. I think that'd be quite cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm getting to that point with Joseph, to be honest. Like, we haven't been to swimming lessons for about nearly a year, I would say.
Haven't you?
And he just, like, is not really up for it. He doesn't like being cold and uncomfortable. And I just think, what's the point in forcing it? We'll just see how he gets on. We've booked a holiday for this summer. We'll just see how he gets on. He's only two, but I'm sure he'll be fine.
Yeah, and he's going to have you and Daddy anyway, because it's not like we're going to just leave them in the pool on their own, you know, to defend for themselves. Defend? Fend. Is it defend?
Fend.
Fend. Fend for themselves. Yeah. So yeah, that's, do you know what? I feel like
it's a weight off your shoulders.
No, I feel like that was, you know, when you keep a secret from your friends, like the whole 3 months of your pregnancy at the start, you don't tell anybody. Yeah. I feel like that's it now. It's out there.
It's out there. It's over.
It's over. It's done.
We're not coming back, Mel.
We're not coming back. I'll keep you updated on our swimming journey, but it's just not for us.
Do you know what? You're not going to have time for that shit when you've got a newborn as well.
No.
So better that you sack it off now, to be honest.
But that's my secret. So next, we've got some Valentine's Day secrets.
Ooh.
Valentine's Day or Valentine's secrets? I hope that's so sweet.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Welcome back. After all that excitement, it's time for us to hear your secrets. So Emma, hit us with number one.
All right, this says, hi both. I have somewhat of a saucy secret to tell. You did say you
I'm
hoped
so
they'd be
excited.
Saucy.
I'm so excited. I hope they're really raunchy.
My husband and I were in the shower enjoying some alone time whilst my daughter was napping. Oh, hello. But as my husband finished, he made a loud groaning sound, and my three-year-old daughter, who was very much not napping, knocked on the door. And said, Mummy, is Daddy in there with you? She then barged into the bathroom to see us in our naked glory. I hastily said, yes. He needed his back to be washed and he couldn't reach it, so I'm helping him. She gave us an inquisitive look, then said, okay, and walked out. Maybe we need to get a lock for the bathroom door. Kelly!
Kelly, you so
stupid bitch!
You saucy baggers. I love that they just don't question. They just stand there like,
okay.
Okay.
Because why would they think anything else? Obviously, they don't know what's going on. So they're just like, okay.
I just can't imagine me and Chrissy being in this situation.
No.
But I think... I'm like, get out of my fucking shower.
The shower one is actually quite
good. Wash your own back. You dirty bastard.
The shower one's quite a good excuse because, like, feasibly... they could be having a shower or a bath together and like yes. nothing saucy be going on.
No.
So that's actually quite a good cover up.
But what if they were mid-action?
Oh, I mean, thank God he had.
What if things were standing on edge?
Well, thank God, as Kelly said.
Wow, that would take your eye out, wouldn't it?
Finish.
Wow, what the bloody hell's happened there?
And definitely get a lock for your bathroom door. Come on. Oh, for your bedroom, for your bathroom.
If not for your bedroom, bathroom, your sanity. So somebody doesn't watch you take a shit. It's when you wipe your bum, don't you? And they ask you so many questions and you're like, or mine at the moment is because I'm constipated and where the baby is sat in such a position now because we are very much
down there
in the vaginal area. Mm. I have to sit in a really weird angle so my poo comes out because he sat on, I don't know what he sat on, but he sat on something and it basically restricts my poo.
I thought you were doing it on all fours in the bath.
I was, but we're back onto the bog now, which
right.
is great.
Yeah.
But it's when, you know, you sat and I have to go really slowly to find the position. Then I find the bite. It's like literally driving a car.
Point.
Yeah, the biting point. And then it's go time. And then somebody comes in and they're like, Mum, are you okay? Don't look at me while I'm taking a shit.
Don't look at me. You don't have a lock on your bathroom door then?
No. And then they ask so many questions when you're wiping and you're like, please.
Just get out my arse.
Please, I just need to wipe my starfish.
Yeah, just 5 minutes.
Let me have some time with my starfish on my own. But no, it's just get it for your sanity. And your sauciness.
Yeah.
Oh.
Love that for you, Kelly.
Wet and wild, quite literally. So let's go on to number two.
All right, it says, hi, Soph and Emma. I'm a mum of two. And so my partner and I rarely get any time alone. A few years back, we moved to New Zealand and we love it here.
Wow.
The only thing is we don't have any family to help with the kids. We have plenty of amazing friends who offer to look after them, but I can't help but feel uneasy at the thought of leaving them. Yeah. I know I can trust my friends, but I just have this sinking feeling that I shouldn't leave them with random folks. Yeah. My partner and I would really love to have a date for Valentine's Day, but as it stands, it looks like the kids would have to come with us. Do you think I'm overreacting? Much love, Sally.
Right. I feel like we could give two different perspectives on this.
I feel like we will because you love doing everything as a family and I love getting away from my child. So quite different.
So let's do yours first.
No, I totally get that feeling as well. Like all jokes aside, I'm sometimes uncomfortable about leaving Joseph. Obviously, that's like the natural feeling. And I think if you don't have family, like there's actually no one else I would probably
trust
leave
Joseph.
Him with. Yeah. And so if you've only got friends, that is hard.
Yeah.
Because it's just different with family. You don't feel as much of a burden asking them to look after your children because it's like their grandchild and they like it. So if I only had friends, yes, I probably would feel differently about it. But I think if it's just a few hours for a date for Valentine's Day, there's nothing wrong with asking your friends to do that. And I think your kids would be fine with it. And also, if it's something that you feel like is important to you, then it's important that you do it to have that alone time with your partner.
And the fact that you are questioning it, it means that there's a little bit of you that kind of needs that time.
Yeah.
And I truly believe sometimes when I listen to my own mind is because I am so heavily involved and I personally am someone that doesn't like to spend time away from the children. Like the thought of being in the hospital right now is freaking me out that I don't get to just go home and see the baby.
Yeah, like you don't crave that alone time.
I don't crave alone time, no. And that moment that I do, I very much listen to my mind because I'll always come out that there's something on my mind or playing on my mind that I feel like I need to talk about. So it will always be that if me and Chris were to go out, just the two of us, I seem to air so much of what's been on my mind. So it's like my brain's telling me that you need that time. And I think if you're thinking like that from my brain perspective, I would say yes.
You need it.
You need it.
Yeah. It's good. It is good to have some time away from your kids.
It seems like you've had a bit of an overwhelming journey. You know, you've moved away.
Yeah, that's a lot, isn't it?
And you've started your whole life again and rebuilt your whole life.
Yeah.
And we don't actually know how long you've been out there. But by the sounds of things, because you have made some really lovely friends, you've been out there a little while. So yeah.
Yeah, it says a few years back.
Go easy on yourself. Yeah. Yeah.
I think if you've got people you can leave them with, then it's really healthy to have some time just you and your partner.
The first time is always going to be the scariest.
Yeah.
And maybe just do 2 hours.
Yeah.
And then you can build up.
But it's completely understandable to want that.
Yes.
For sure.
For sure.
Yeah.
Try
and do it.
We love that, Sally, though. Thank you so much.
And Valentine's Day is the perfect excuse. Perfect. If you can't do it on Valentine's Day, when can you, eh?
Just go for a drive in the car. Just say to the babysitter, can you... just watch your friend. Can you watch the children? Just go around the block, get some itchy legs in the car. Bish, bash, bosh. You'll be done in 20 minutes.
Yeah, you'll be back in 5.
But no, all joking aside, we hope that you get some time.
Yeah.
Some you time. Into number 3.
All right, this is the last secret. It says, hi ladies, a few years back, I ended up being a single mum of 2. So to mix it up a bit, I went to a Valentine's singles mixer. Oi, oi. As I was scanning the room, I realised I was one of only 2 ladies at the event with around 15 men circling us.
Hello.
I think this is a common problem. This has happened to friends of mine who have gone like speed dating. It's always like way more men than women.
Oh.
Which is an interesting
thing. Very interesting statistics, because you would think women would put themselves in that scenario.
No, I think men are more willing to put themselves out there for things like that.
Have you?
No, but the one I'm thinking of specifically, my friend went to a naked speed dating night.
Fuck off.
And it was like all similar to this.
Bend
like,
over, show me your starfish.
Or show me your chocolate starfish. Yeah. I mean, it's a way to get to know someone, isn't it? But it was like all men and 2 women. Because I think men have that confidence to put themselves out there, whereas...
naked?
Especially
it's basically
naked.
Like this attraction program. What's that? Tell
naked
you?
Attraction.
Yeah. Mm. You love that.
I do love that. Yeah. Anywho.
Sorry.
She says, one by one I started chatting to them, but it seemed like each person was worse than the last. I don't want to sound mean, but they were all... wet blankets, or just completely boring and honestly wasn't interested.
Oh.
Towards the end of the night, and around 5 glasses of wine deep, the other lady and I ended up sitting at a table and having a great time chatting. The men started flocking around us and I was getting a bit fed up by being accosted all night. So with my newly found Dutch courage, I blurted out, "So how many of you are virgins then?" The room fell silent for a second, so I carried on and said, "Because this fanny hasn't seen any action since I pushed my last son out." Whoa! The other lady and I burst out in laughter whilst the men slowly backed away. I don't blame them, to be honest. Although the night wasn't a success romantically, I ended up with a really good friend.
Oh.
Love the pod, Lily.
I was really hoping Lily was going to have a secret rendezvous with the woman.
That's where I thought it was going.
Lily, I feel like
well.
You missed an opportunity there.
She's like, fuck
I
all the men.
I thought she was just going to go for the boobies.
I fell in love with the other woman.
Woman!
Oh, Lily.
Don't worry, we're not judging you, Lily, but good on you, girl. That was a feisty one.
Yeah.
I would not say that to a room of men, would you? Who's a virgin here then?
Who's a virgin? Because this pussy ain't seen no action.
As soon as you start talking about pushing babies out of your vagina, the men are like,
back the fuck
back up.
They just, they're like, have you ever seen that program with the really fast snail? And he's called White Lightning.
No, but the, what I was thinking of was the
when he backs
the
up,
Homer
he
Simpson gif where he just like disappears into the bushes. Okay.
Okay. Back the fuck out of here.
Slowly removing myself from the situation.
The moment you mentioned a baby out your poo-poo, they can't relate.
Good way to get rid of a guy on
honestly,
a night out.
Yeah. Honestly, or piles in your ass.
Yeah.
That works. Just saying, you know, that works a treat.
Yes. Thank you, Lily.
Oh, Lily, thank you so much. That's a lovely story though, isn't it?
Yeah.
I love that. So thank you for your secrets this week. Everyone is welcome in the Secret Mum Club.
Yeah, if you want to share your secrets with us, you can. The email is hello@secretmumpod.com or with Secret Mum Pod on TikTok and Instagram.
Have you drunkenly ended a singles mixer?
Or has your groaning partner woken up the baby?
Groaning. Let us know. There really is nothing too outrageous. And we'll see you next time on the
Secret Mum Club.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
When your skin feels nourished and glows, you radiate confidence. Osea makes giving your skin a glow up easy with their clean, clinically proven Mega Moisture Duo. This seaweed-powered duo features two of Osea's best sellers, Undaria Algae Body Oil and Undaria Collagen Body Lotion. Glow from the inside out. Get 10% off your first order with code GLOW at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code GLOW.